Blog Talk Radio.
Time is taking flight.
Hello, and welcome to a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I just did that because in case someone asked me, like, well, where do you say, like, you're live? You're going to be live in a little bit when, see, I'm on Blog Talk Radio. I get on Blog Talk at 6 o'clock or 9 o'clock, what it used to be. But I'm Facebook Live before I get on Blog Talk, so that's why there's, like, a moment of silence. Well, I don't say anything because I have music playing stuff. So that's why if I want to say something, I try to get in something really super fast before the music plays because I keep my mouth shut. But I'm just explaining that. My wife's like, calm down. I'm trying to get something super, super fast because I got like 2 seconds before I got to go right to the music. And she sometimes doesn't understand.
I understand. I just wanted you to
deep breathe. She's like, deep breathe, you know. Calm down, Mike. Just think pretty. So that's what, you know. But, you know, apparently.
Well, also, babe, just let them know Christmas is coming to the kind of conversation.
Christmas is coming. Christmas is coming.
We decorated.
Homie Claus will be here. Folks, but tonight on the conversation, if you haven't heard by now, Trump and the GOP care more about Barron Trump than they do the 70,000 gifted children in the border. Yeah, that's, you know, Pamela Carlin is an inhumane bigot. We're not going after side, but we're not going after Obama's kids. They didn't go after Bush's kids, but they're going after Trump. Oh, well, hate us. We don't really hate Trump. We don't. We just super ultra strongly disagree. I'm going to get into that, and I also want to get into Democrats who block a judiciary. Democrats block a motion to subpoena Casper the Friendly Ghost, you know, the whistleblower, the one that doesn't know anything, but. Or might know, or made it out. Well, I kind of was told that, well, the whistleblower said that he was told that he heard that what his cousin thought this lady said was what he believed to be the truth, but we're not really sure on that because we can't really corroborate anything, and it's all made up. You don't need the Onion magazine anymore, folks. Reality is more interesting. Hillary Clinton is on Howard Stern and has another coughing spell. And it just wonder if something's majorly wrong. Minnesota has expanded its cannabis program to include chronic pain and age-related macular degeneration. That and so much more. So welcome to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of. I really hope you do. Thank you so much for tuning in. And Matthew 5:8 says, God blesses those whose hearts are pure, for they will see God. Think about that as you're going through your day to day. Thank you so much for tuning in to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of.
Please like, comment, so we know you're watching, but it's not showing.
Yeah, it says I have 30 views, 50 views, 10 views, 20 views. Same thing with Blog Talk. I'll get people that will write me, but like, I can't tell. And it says, okay, you have people listening all over the world. I don't know who's listening in Turkey or Istanbul or whatever.
Right. So please like and share. Please like and share.
So if you want to.
We don't even care if you don't like it.
Yeah, we don't care. I mean, here's my point.
You're watching.
Here's my point, folks. And this is why I do this program. Well, you know, see, The Democrats, a year ago, we started a People America First campaign. You know, we wanted to bring down the cost of, you know, the healthcare is very, it's high, and we want to lower the prescription drug cost. What is wrong with Nancy Pelosi? She is not making sense. She sounds like she has like a mouth guard in her mouth or something, like a bite guard or something. She's someone that, I mean, if take away the political of her, if I saw that and I was an officer, I'd be like, okay, ma'am, the field sobriety test, yeah, you're refusing a breathalyzer to field. Just the way you're talking to us, you're slurring your speech, you're going to jail for drunk and disorderly, also operating while intoxicated, you know, public endangerment, yada, yada, yada. I would be concerned if that was Trump doing that. They'd be all over the way she speaks if that was Trump. But no, it's not. It's not Trump. It's not, you know. But we're America first. Trump is an evil dictator who wants you to own guns. Show me one communist dictator that wants you to own a gun, that wants you to defend yourself against a communist regime. Yeah, the whole point of the Second Amendment, for all you people out there, is to protect yourself from a totalitarian government. Yeah. It's not necessarily designed to protect you against psychos that are trying to kill you. It was not really designed, because back then, you know, yeah, you could protect yourself, you know, if you were in like a bad part of town. But for the most part, the Second Amendment was really designed to take and protect yourself from an ever-controlling government. And I saw this post yesterday, and it has like Native Americans saying to the pilgrims, why don't you go back? Because I always talk about this, and I get flack for this. Why aren't people trying to go back and make Mexico great? Why are they coming here? Well, what about the pilgrims? You know, and had Native Americans saying to the pilgrims, why don't you go back to your country and make it better? And I'm like, think, what would have happened if we would have said, okay, yeah, we're going to take our pilgrim lifestyle, we're going to go back to England, and we're going to fight England, and we're going to make England like America is. A capitalist nation without kings and queens, without a king's tax, without government running everything. Imagine. You know, where am I telling, if you're a Democrat, you don't like capitalism, you don't support freedom, you don't want, unless you come up to me and say, I associate as kind of a Democrat because I don't stand with what the Democrats, I've always been a Democrat because I'm a liberal and I believe in liberty and freedom. I don't support the Democrat Party as it is today. I'm not a socialist, no way, and no way. There are a lot of people that don't like Trump, but like this impeachment thing has to end. It's a joke, they have nothing. I'm not a supporter of Trump, but I'm done with it. You know, even Adam Schiff, I mean, that's why I don't like TV anymore. That's why I'm very selective. That's why I like YouTube. Because, okay, if I want to watch a channel, I'm a drummer, I'm a guitarist, I know what I like. I can watch Norman's Rare Guitars. Hello, welcome back to Guitar of the Day. I'm your host, Michael Lemo. We got for you today a very special guitar. This is a one-of-a-kind. This is a 1979. This is a prototype. This is a guitar that was used and given to the artist as a prototype to see if he'd like it before they went into production of 100 guitars of this artist's model. Come on back. I'll show you what it is. and you can watch what you want. Adam Schiff was on Stephen Colbert pushing this impeachment crap. Most people are done with late night. See, but cable don't care. CNN's ratings are in the toilet worse than you can imagine. But they don't care. If they get 10 people that believe them, they don't care. CNN is like the DPRK of news. And for my new listeners, the DPRK stands for the Democratic People's Republic of Korea, North Korea. And in their news, they'll tell you that they'll have on there that they won the World Cup. They had video of North Korea saying they won the World Cup, and their people believe it because they're not told anything else. That's how CNN is. Their stuff, I don't know how anyone can believe anything that comes out of those people's mouths. But that's what's going on here. I want to watch. Granted, I got to be up at 4 o'clock in the morning, so I don't stay up past like 7:30, 8 o'clock. I'm using out like a light bulb. Yeah, that's those new energy saver ones that only last like a week. Yeah, that incandescent bulb that Thomas Edison invented, yeah, give me those back. I have some of those that have, okay, this is 20 years now and it's still working. Because I got some of those like curly Q kind one time at Lowe's. I'm like, yeah, and I took them back like, yeah, these things already went out. They're about 6 month lifespan. Okay, really? How'd you feed you what? The ones that, the incandescent ones I had in there before, they're going on like 12 years. And they don't know what to tell you because they don't want to tell you that the older ones are better, because they are. That's why when they had those, when they were getting rid of those, I was buying them up like 130 volt, you know, 60 watt, 40 watt, buying them like crazy. And people are like, why would you waste your money on those? Because I guarantee you this energy saving Green New Deal, the Earth's coming to an end light bulb is not going to last. It's going to fall apart in 2 days. It's like, I deal with sinus issues, and they have the sinusonic thing, and I'm like, yeah, well, this guy sat there and held his nose and hummed, and the congestion went away with that thing. BS, but whatever. When you read, like, the frequently asked questions, does it guarantee it'll remove? It doesn't guarantee it's going to do anything. Because what you consider, because I could sit there, and I could use that on you, and as a doctor, I could say, oh, well, I can see a congestion. Well, I still have a problem. Yeah, you may have said it loosened it or got rid of it, but I still can't breathe. So what you would consider nasal freaking, you know, I would say no, it didn't do jack squat. But that's how this world works, you know. You got to sit there and cover your own butt. Because that's how it goes, folks. But that's why people don't watch. That's why a lot of people don't watch TV anymore, because they want to laugh at late night. They don't want to sit there and watch political crap. And but these networks will go in the toilet, and they'll have no viewer before they'll have no viewer, and they'll still be. And they will still. Okay, whatever. No, they don't care. They don't care. They want to push. They want late night to be a political agenda. That's fine. I don't want it to be a political agenda. I want to laugh at late night. That's why I liked Johnny Carson. He made fun of everybody. And I think Saturday Night Live started it all. Because there was a platform where you could get on there and millions of people watch it live, and there's an artist or someone that was starting in this, you know, in the show, can actually do something and get a political agenda. Like, pardon me, but like when Sinbad O'Connor, remember Sinbad O'Connor when she got on there and she sat there and took that letter from the Pope and stuff and burned Christian stuff up, and she was doing a show later with a group of people, you know, and she was like one of the openers for like this main act, and she was booed off the stage. Because, hey, there are people that actually have an opinion one way or the other, and you voice your opinion by burning religious stuff, and we voice our opinion by booing you off the stage. You can have politics on late night TV, and we can choose not to watch. What a concept, folks. What a concept. What a concept. What a concept. You know. Yeah, there's a button right here. Yeah. Button here. I can turn this off. And then I can't hear my own conversation, even though I'm the one that's doing the show. That's how this, you know, that's what people are so fed up because I want to watch the conversation. I want to watch late night TV if I can. Not anymore. But, I mean, it's just like CNN. They're just flushing the stuff down the toilet because no one, they don't, ratings don't matter anymore.
I never understood that. If a person on the show didn't hold snuff, they were gone.
Yeah, that's what SNL did. If somebody, they didn't like something about someone, they got rid of them.
Yep.
Now it's like, we're going to do the impeachment hearing. We're going to do the impeachment vote on Colbert. That would not surprise me if they did a vote on Colbert for the impeachment. That would not surprise me. Now, this is just kind of funny. Not meant to be serious, but we should have gotten the Partridge Family bus back in the 70s and gotten rid of all the people in Congress, taking them all out and started over. I guarantee you right now, George Washington will be slapping us in the face going, why aren't you, what are you doing? Why are you letting them destroy our country?
Yeah. You know, at one time, I may have argued with you.
You would have what?
Argued with you, but not now.
No. Gesundheit. Wunderbar. Welcome to the Wunderbar conversation. You know, but that's, you know, because the guy that wants you to protect yourself and own a gun and be able to defend yourself is Hitler. Is the guy that's an evil, brutal dictator. You know, how dare the Democrats and Democratic people like Pamela go after Barron Trump, but we're inconsiderate and don't care about those kids at the border that have Nintendos,
you know,
and PlayStations.
And you couldn't get me to tell about my German. I talked about everything else but my German.
Oh, when I was a kid, no one cared.
We were afraid. Okay, I grew up 35 minutes away from Albion. They call it Little Detroit, okay? We were more afraid of Russians and Germans than we were of black people.
Oh, we didn't care where. Everyone knew what everyone did.
But, I mean, that's just the thing.
Oh, when I was a kid, no one cared. Everyone, I mean, we didn't care. No one gave a crap.
Well, people say, oh, we're racist. No, we were more afraid because of the Cold War and stuff. And see, you're a little younger, not much, but a little younger. We were more afraid because of the Cold War and stuff. If you had any Germans, what, are you from Hitler? I mean, you know.
See, if they would have had that when I was a kid, the people would have said, heck yeah, he's my uncle. Praise,
no,
hire Hitler. They would have done that.
No.
No, in my where I went, they would have.
I'll ask your mom next time I see her.
How would she know if she was not in school?
She was a secretary there.
So?
Well,
there's a difference between what you tell your parents and what you do in the playground. 99% of what happened in, you didn't go telling teachers.
True. That's true.
I rest my case. Hey, and I'm trying to be like Judge Joe Brown.
Hey, you messed that up. Issues. You understand me? That's bad.
I'm not trying to mess up anything.
But do you understand me?
I didn't try to mess up anything.
It's a simple yes or no matter.
I don't understand, no. Yes, I understand. That answers my question. I wasn't trying to mess up anything. You ever heard of an accident?
Ever heard of issues?
No.
Wait,
you just wait till you're. You want to hear the world's largest string quartet? I'm going to go fishing. Oh, my producer just hates it when she's wrong, but it's okay. I'm just kidding. I don't know.
I'm
going to
say, what am I wrong about?
Nothing.
Thank you. Even if I was, what am I wrong about?
What am I wrong?
Thank you guys for your prayers last week. I feel a lot better.
Thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. Judiciary Democrats block a motion to subpoena Casper the Friendly Whisperer. the whistleblower. Yeah, we're trying to get him to talk, and they're blocking it. How dare? I mean, you can't expect a witness to testify. Are you kidding me? We can't have a witness testify that doesn't know anything because it wasn't there and only heard hearsay from someone that he's never met. I tell you, because of the writer's strikes that started all this reality TV BS, they've taken that to the point where, hey, why don't we make reality TV in Congress? Okay, this is what you're going to pretend happens. We're going to have you're going to play the part of the whistleblower. He has a couple lines here, but he doesn't really say it in public because he can't be seen. You know, I'm going to play the part of the guy that has all the proof but can never show it because I don't really have any. Okay, so I'm going to be that guy over here. I'm going to be person three. The guy that claims he has all this evidence but doesn't and can't convict, but, you know, I'm just going to drag it on and drag it on and drag it on. Nancy Pelosi, you're not America First, because all you're doing is wasting billions of dollars trying to get a person who is elected. What are Democrats doing? Not a dang thing. They're not even on the campaign trail, they're not doing anything. They're going in the little, like, community centers for, like, five people playing bingo. B-14. Bingo! I got bingo. All right, game's over. Okay, read your... B-15. O-7. N-3. Oh, I'm sorry, N3. No, it was N30. Nice try.
What? I lost?
Well, we're going to stop the game right now because you five people are going to be introduced by a potential presidential candidate. All five of you. Because no one else wanted to actually see you. No one actually, they didn't want to see him. That's how bad it is. You go to Trump, okay, yeah. Folks, we just got some breaking news. The rally for Trump has been moved again because that 70,000-seat arena wouldn't be big enough to hold the fans. So they're now going to 150,000-seat arena, and they're going to have jumbotrons all around the arena so that the millions that are going to come that can't get in, they can still watch from outside. And what are Democrats getting? They're speaking to five old people playing bingo at the 40 and 8. It's embarrassing. The Democrats trying to get people at the rally, they're thinking about it. The people going to Democrat rallies are shrinking about as much as the CNN ratings.
Which party really needs to pay people to go to the rally is the Democrat Party. Aren't they the socialist party who wants to spread the money around? Shouldn't that be their mantra? Come to our rally, we pay you because we want to spread our money around. I mean, wouldn't that encapsulate all of it? I'm just saying.
Yeah,
I mean.
But it's the dang truth.
It surprised me if between here and November, if they actually come up with that slogan. You know, we pay you, you come, we pay.
See, but what I want people to realize on this program is there's no malarkey here, okay? We don't have malarkey here. I don't have, and there's no malarkey on this program, folks. Oh, that's just like that. But, I mean, if your target audience is young kids, because a lot of the older people are smart enough to know you're a retard, Biden, wouldn't you come up with a thing that they would understand? I mean, these people, well, they're getting paid that they don't know what they're being paid to come to your rally anyways. Biden is saying there's no malarkey, man. Man, I hope that doesn't mean like drugs, because I love drugs, man. If that's code for drugs, man, he doesn't want to have drugs, man. They're all senile. They're all old.
Share the video and tell you about Cory Booker actually crying because Kamala Harris dropped out. And Mike Rush said, what are you complaining about? You're the next one out.
I can't believe it. I just heard Kamala Harris. Buddy.
There's no African American women. You got 1,000% Indian woman. And if there's an impeachment trial, Warren, Booker, and
the Republicans are going to call them off.
Well, no, Warren, Booker, and Sanders have to stay in Washington. For the trial, they can't run.
Yeah.
They can't rally.
You're going to have Mrs. Kosowat run again?
You're going to be stuck with a quid pro Joe.
Yeah.
Who is getting more and more violent and more obstinate at his rallies.
Because
more than 15 people that are there.
Yeah, because people are calling him out.
He's getting scared.
Yeah, he is.
Fat, coming up to them like that?
Well, because, see, he's getting called out. I mean, how do I get into politics? How do I get 174,000 every year and every year bitch and complain and want a raise? Where's my $100 million? I don't have a credit card that I can just keep spending. Don't worry, we'll just increase the debt limit so we can spend more. I mean, they're already having people going off saying, well, why aren't like YouTube and Facebook, why aren't they censoring more? Why aren't they doing this? Well, it's not a censor issue, it's a conservative issue. they don't censor when it comes to anti-American. See, the problem you have is, you know, Joy Behar pulling out her heartstrings. Like, look at all these 70,000 kids at the border with Xboxes and PlayStations and running water and food and all this. But what was I going to say? Oh, yeah, they're so bad off. We don't care about them, but Trump, when they go off on Trump.
I tell you what,
term,
I'd like to buy the Partridge bus just to put her on.
That's what gets me so infuriating, because, see, what you don't realize, Joy Behar, is she, if Trump died, you'd be like cheering him on. Thank God he's dead. Yes, Trump died. Yes, you'd be like, that's the problem. Oh, but how dare. Yeah, if a conservative would have done that to any of Obama's kids, you would never hear the end of it. You know, where is our political spectrum gone that now we attack kids? You should be outraged, period, no matter what side of the aisle you're on. You don't do that. Unhuman anti-American leftists, they don't care. We got about 30 minutes left in the program. Folks, I want to thank you so much for tuning in around the world, wherever you are listening.
Chelsea Clinton was one of the ugliest girls.
Don't assume her gender.
Anyhow, you still didn't touch her.
Yeah.
She was a kid.
Yeah, you didn't go after Bush's kids.
They didn't go after Bush's kids. They didn't go after Clinton. They didn't go after Obama. And when Herbert Walker Bush was in, they didn't go after any of them kids either. How does this country get respect back? Even like you got Joy Behar and you got that professor, whatever.
Pamela.
I looked her up and she's, anyhow.
And she's educating the youth.
Yeah. Where do we get respect back?
I want to find a way to take one of Pamela's classes.
Tell me what you think. I wish we could just go, I don't know how many satellites. I wish we could take like 6 or 7 of them out all over the planet. Take 6, 7, 8 satellites, get all this information age gone. Where we actually had to do what we did back in my day, where we had to go to the library and look. Crap.
It would cripple this whole earth, because I mean everything we do is there were even satellites when we were kids that didn't help.
Well,
do
I
stuff.
Know that's how we got TV and stuff. I understand that, but I don't know if that's such a bad thing. I mean,
yeah, teach kids how to do the Morse code.
I mean, I don't understand because maybe by the time we get satellites back up. These people will learn what the real struggles in life are. So it wouldn't take us long. We have the technology. It wouldn't take us long to get satellites back up. I'm just saying, maybe in that time it would teach kids and to remind us what the satellites are, what the struggles are. What are you looking for?
I was trying to find my Buddha box. I ordered my Buddha box so I can be ignored. But I'm glad I grew up in a time when, see all those bikes? That's where the kids are. That's where we're hanging out. You know, now it's, you're like right next to someone.
Well, what's really bad is, when I had my parents, we were there at my parents for Thanksgiving. My mom and dad, my mom, you would hear, you would think that the Lord is coming and Armageddon is going to happen. When smartphones was invented. Oh, my good Lord, she's never wanted a smartphone, wouldn't have a smartphone, wouldn't have a cell phone. She didn't have a cell phone until 6 years ago.
Now she can't put it down.
Her and my dad, well, you saw them. Her and my dad both have smartphones. And what were they doing while we were trying to talk to them? They're sitting out there watching YouTube videos and stuff like this.
Yeah.
That's like, even my mind was blown. My mind was blown.
Yep.
Because she used to give her niece, her grandkids, my nieces and nephews, all kinds. Oh, the Lord's coming. The world ended because you have those phones. But what is she on?
On her phone. Yeah, but I bet it's the truth. I mean, generations are being dumbed down by everything being instantaneous. What do you do to find that information? Google what happened. No, look it up. Take kids back to the library and show them the card catalog. I'm just saying. Just saying. What a time to be in America. I mean, I'm glad I grew up when I did and saw the country I saw. When tobacco companies will now tell you, oh yeah, we targeted 12 and 13 year olds. We want them. We needed to get 5,000 people. We did all this. You know, we didn't have seatbelts. We didn't have to wear seatbelts. We sat in the back of a truck as it went down the road at 70 miles an hour with nothing holding us on but us. Now you got kids in bubble wrap with 10 safety harnesses that are more durable than the ones that were holding in Dale Sr. when he died, just to keep the kid. I remember going to Pennsylvania, lying in the back of the station wagon, lying down the whole way. I would have hated to know what happened if the thing flipped or whatever, because we weren't nailed down or, but I want to get into this because this is pretty cool. Yeah, being the Cannabis Training University student I am, I need to get on my computer and download. I got like tons of books I can read and stuff, but doing all the videos and all the tests, the quizzes and stuff, it's really cool. But Minnesota expands medical marijuana program with more qualifying conditions. People with chronic pain and age-related with age-related macular degeneration can now get medical marijuana cards. So that's kind of cool because chronic pain is huge. I deal with it on a daily basis. And I try to do one thing big on this show is I try to move because it can actually help with sleep apnea and post-traumatic stress and cancer and all that stuff. But I try to get the stigma out because all you want to do is get high. Well, you know, whenever I've used, people think I'm on like cloud nine. Well, I am. It's not me being high. It's I have no pain. I feel great. I feel like a normal person. Because I remember reading a story about like there's people out there that feel no pain. Yes. I want one. And then when you realize you could stab them, they would never know it. You could shoot them, they'd never know it. They can get cut, never know it. They can't feel anything. Like if their arm goes numb, they can't really feel anything. So it's not really a, you know. But it's, people are starting to wake up that it's not this evil, deadly thing that we once thought, you know, that, hey, look at this. We're actually going to make some headway with this. We're going to move forward on this. We're going to get people to wake up. And that's the thing. Wow. Willie Nelson has reportedly quit smoking weed for health reasons. Just the smoking aspect. Relax. He's still Willie Nelson. There are many other ways to enjoy the plant. So I guess that's what, because the big thing is, he's probably doing edibles or something else. He's just not, because I've heard people who say that, you know, that you can have all kinds of issues. When every person I've ever heard of that has a long time chronic user like your most brother, they have 100% lung capacity beyond. Heck, my brother smoked how many basic menthol cigarettes every single day of his life, and wow, how much lung damage did he have? Zero. The Baked Bazaar? Yes, this is an actual place inside the Baked Bazaar. The Baked Bazaar. Yes, it is. Inside the modern day mom and pa shop. That's like CBD and stuff, you know. A Brooklyn couple might not, upon first glance, strike a visitor to the pop-up event executed in Soho in November, as a pair specialized in shipping artisan CBD products to homes across America. They opened up a thing called the BakedBazaar.com. Check them out. They want to have like fancy kind of laced cupcakes and things and cheese, macaroni and cheese infused with CBD. Now, one thing I wonder with CBD being so the wonder drug kind of thing, how much of it is like olive oil where you find out that a lot of them, there's no olive oil in it. You know, it's just like chlorophyll added to cheap oil to give it that greenish hue. Chlorophyll sounds more like borophyll. You know, it just has this, like, they seem, I'm not saying they're not legit. I'm just saying, but there's so much out there that, like everywhere you go, every gas station, you sell CBD products. Sorry, but if you want to get something that's going to treat you and help you, you want to go to a dispensary or someone that specializes, that does CBD and not some gas station. Hello, welcome to the gas station. How can I help you? Yeah, I want some CBD. Okay, we can talk about the CBD. No, go there. Okay, what is CBD? I do not know, but I just sell it. It is legal. It does not have THC, I tell you, you will not get high. Okay? Yeah, I know people are going to be offended because I stereotyped, because you know all gas station attendants are Punjabi or Pakistani or from India or somewhere. You know? See, back in the day, that would have been a joke. Where you would, Now it's like, he stereotyped all gas station attendants. How dare he? Roll pair. If you're offended, I don't care. I win. I'm just in the mood later before I go to bed. I might have to watch all those Trump winning videos again where the kids are crying, having their temper tantrums. You just want to give them a bottle. Here you go. Give them a giant pacifier. Oh, thank you so much for tuning in. Got about 5 minutes left or so, then we're going to get some Premier League news, but I just finally get to see something that I've wanted for a long time come to fruition. The possibility of maybe working in the dispensary in some sort of the aspect of the industry, being able to have that even a possibility. Because in 93, 94, I couldn't have, Mom, what do you want to do when you graduate high school? I want to own a dispensary. What do you mean dispensary? Yeah, I want to have a store that sells hemp clothes, medical cannabis, hemp seed oil to cook with, hemp products. Like here's the convenience kind of part of the store where we have all kinds of hemp goods, you know, whatever. And here's the medical part. And we got over there, if you ever need someone to pray with or talk to, whatever, we can help you there. We got a place over here where they do acupuncture, chiropractic stuff. Got a chiropractor comes in once in a while. Make them cry again. But it's one of those things, you know, I couldn't have in 94 said, hey, I want to be able to help people. I want to be more than just a weed store. I want to have a place where hang out, be here, be your family when you come in here. If you're getting medicine, we want the best stuff. We want to have it tested to make sure that it's...
Did you know it was even medicinal?
Oh, yeah, I knew back in...
Okay.
I believed it back in the 80s that it could do... Because...
You were a baby back in the 80s.
In 89, I was not a baby. 13. Around there, 14, 15.
Graduating high school, you were a baby.
But when the government says... one thing, and you see another.
Believe another.
Well, it's just
like to lie to people.
I've known a lot of people that will tell you that, you know what? I met this girl one time, and she goes, you know what? I have drank, and I woke up feeling like crap. I've never felt that way
after
I smoked in the morning. Never.
Right.
And she goes, I don't know why, but I never have, and I just don't know, so. But that's what it is, folks. And I talk about, because I get people all the time like, how can you be a conservative and support cannabis? But hey, that's what I do in this program, wake people up. I mean, Irvin Roosevelt's been getting it since 1982. He's a legend. Him and people like him and Elvin Mashika are like my Cheech and Chong's. Like, yeah, they're getting. And that's one thing I would love to see if I could figure out how to do if I ever had it. I would love to find a way to have it, like, freeze-dried, like, rolled in the cigarette form and freeze-dried, and then, like, put in a tin like they get. And, like, okay, here's 10 marijuana cigarettes that have been freeze-dried in a canister, there you go, to preserve the nutrition. Yeah, if anyone out there in the conversation has one of those, like, harvest-ripe freeze-dryers, I would love to, because they're not cheap. But it'd be cool to see if anyone out there in the cannabis community, anyone in the cannabis community wants to message me, my inbox, friendshipkyle@yahoo.com or on Kyle's conversation page or on my Facebook, Kyle Woke Up, message me. It'd be neat to know if anyone out there actually does freeze dry, if you get like the buds are freeze dry. Because that's what Irvin Rosenfeld and all of them get to preserve the medicine. So it'd be kind of interesting to see if anyone does that, because that'd be a great way to preserve the medicine. Because it's not like if you have weed for 50 years, it's going to be as... It does degradate. So. Right. That's pretty cool, though. And when I graduate and I have my plaque and my diploma, I'll be like, Mom, I get my little diploma thing when they get your name right and they send it to you. And it's really good to have that because then, and I think there's all, I have to look because I think there's actual courses you can take on top of all this. So you can, once you get the degree classes and stuff, there's other things you can do and sign up for and continuous learning and stuff. So I'm going to see how that works. I've been doing it on my phone. I haven't had time to sit down. Maybe tomorrow after work, I can sit down on my computer and check it out and do more. But it's good because they teach you a lot about, like, a lot of people don't realize the monotony with the cannabis. And okay, you got a 90% of places, you got to check the inventory in the morning and at night and the money and this and that. And, you know, things people just... Think you sit on the couch and smoke weed all day and hey, I'm a cannabis bartender or whatever, but it's not just that, you know. If you're not in it to be there for the patient and try to one of my main goals is I want to start studying a lot of the strains and you know and because it's an ongoing process because like you could probably have a 30 glasses. You could buy 30, try 30 different wines every day and probably not even get a quarter of the wine that's produced in the world, not even probably a 16th of it. You know, and that's how cannabis is. Every time you turn around, it's like new stuff, you know, new strains, new this, new that, new hybrids. So, but time to get into some English Premier League news, folks. It's that time of the program for all the people that listen around the world that wait for the Premier League. And, you know, I mean, well, Ollie is safe right now because he beat Jose Mourinho in Tottenham. He's safe, you know. Is he really safe? See, the problem we're dealing with, and this is the biggest issue with Manchester United right now, is the inconsistency. Because all these top teams, you know, Tottenham, all these people in the top tier, you know, all these top teams will dominate against, we show up against. Well, where, yeah, look at what they did against Tottenham Hotspurs. Why didn't they do that against Sheffield United? Why don't they do that against Newcastle United? Why don't they do that against these relegation sides like West Ham United? Why, where, what is causing the inconsistency? Why are we, I mean, if they want to take someone like a Pochettino and make him a manager, they have, I mean, he'll get swooped up like that. They got to do something. But something has to be done. This inconsistency has to stop. And it does. I mean, this inconsistency has to come to a halt because we're tired of this up and down, up and down, up and down. If Ollie's not the man for the job, then get the man for the job in there. Whether it's Poch or whoever. But like people want Poch. And I'll give you my take on that. Well, he got them to the Champions League final against Liverpool. Congratulations. But he started to decline this year and they got rid of him. So you gotta understand with someone like Pochettino, he's taken the Hotspurs to the Champions League final and then didn't do so well. I mean, like when Tottenham got Jose Mourinho, all the fans were like, yeah, look at this pedigree. Well, go back 5 years. What has Jose Mourinho really done except for a Europa League title? He hasn't really done anything. And all they want to talk about is how he dominated one time at Chelsea, how he dominated at Real Madrid, how he did the style of football he did. It's like put Alex Ferguson in the Premier League right now as a manager. His style of football probably wouldn't work as well because it's a different league. It's a different style of play. This hitting, just trying to score a couple times and then wait for this park the bus thing ain't going to work for you. It doesn't work anymore. You can't just pray that you get like a couple quick goals or a goal and then try to wait for the 90 minutes to run out and just play defensive. It doesn't work anymore. You kind of got to have that mindset of like Alex Ferguson where, okay, this is what's going to happen, folks. I'm going to tell you straight up. Yeah, we're up 2-0. But this is what we need to work on. It's what we need to improve on. You need to be very aggressive on the offensive side, but you need to be very defensive on the defensive side. Not only do you got to score, but you got to make sure that you try to keep scoring and try to do what you can to keep the other team at bay. Common sense, but hey, that's why I'm a manager of a top team. No, but we have opinions as fans. And this up and down, up and down, up and down crap's got to stop. Why don't we have a... I mean, there's so many questions Like, I mean, I couldn't be in that room. I said, okay, Ali, I got a question. Where's the director of football? Why no director of football? Okay, don't Bruno Fernandes, we could have gotten him at United. Why didn't you get him? And you can't, I mean, it's kind of like saying, this is a real solid 100-ounce bar of gold, and the guy wants $20 for it, and it's been core sample tested, and you know it's real. Why wouldn't you take it? It's worth way more than $20. Common sense. I mean, there's so many questions. I'm like, oh, why no director of football? Pogba wants to leave. Why didn't he leave? And why didn't you replace him? Lukaku left. Why wasn't he replaced? Alexis Sanchez was the biggest flop ever from Arsenal. Why didn't he get... We got rid of him, thank God, but why didn't we replace him? I mean, Jose Mourinho had more points than Ollie did when he got sacked. And I'm tired of the... And the thing that Mark and me and millions of the fans are tired of... Is this up and down, up and down? Like, okay, yeah, like, look at how good we did against Tottenham. Yes. And then what happens? We lose to a relegation side. Well, how can we dominate against a top four side and then we lose to a relegation side? How? I don't understand. And that's what frustrates us. Why are you beating top-tier sides, but you're losing to relegation sides? I don't understand it. And something has to change. If we get someone else in, if we're going to get someone, I want someone that's going to say, okay, before I sign on this dotted line, I want to have a director of football in place. I have a guy, he is my, you know, do they not want to pay for one? Do they not care? I'm just a guy that knows stuff and asks questions. It's just, we're just fed up with the total inconsistencies. But that happens in all the sports where I feel like teams, oh crap, we're taking on Alabama. They're the best. We got to dominate. So they put their best team forward and they try 1,000,000%. But when it's a team that's not ranked, oh, no, we'll beat them. No, no. And then they get their butt whipped. How did we lose to U.S. State Junior College? Because you didn't give the effort you did when you played Alabama. You just assumed they can't do it, you know. Don't worry, folks. I'm pretty confident with this nation because this generation of kids says that they're going to start a revolution when they can't even figure out if they're a toilet or an elevator. I do want to thank you so much for tuning into the program, and I hope you feel a part of it. I really hope you do. Thank you so much. Don't forget to like and share. I do have a PayPal thing because this stuff ain't cheap. I want to thank you so much for tuning in. And remember, folks, the popcorn you've been eating has been pissed in film at 11.
That word is beyond vulgar. I hate that word.
I want to thank you so much. And don't forget, folks, with a firm alliance in the protection of divine providence, we mutually pleasure each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Until next Tuesday, good night, and God bless you all. Goodbye.
Good night. I tell you what, they are